Most major grocery chains in Canada fail to label their salmon products as farmed, according to a new sustainability report. The annual scorecard, released Thursday by the Sustainable Seafood Partnership SeaChoice, found major Canadian grocers' seafood sustainability practices had their national average slip to 68% from 71% a year earlier. Costco and Metro were the only two major grocery chains that labeled farmed salmon. Buy Low Foods was the only major grocer found to continue refraining from selling farmed salmon. That means a significant amount of seafood, from canned salmon and tuna to frozen seafood, is being ignored, Dana Cleveley, SeaChoice's supply chain analyst, said. For healthy oceans, we need grocers to be addressing all seafood sold in their stores, not just some. The report also criticized brands and grocers such as Costco, Co-op, Loblaw, Metro, Save On Foods and Walmart for relying on salmon certifications that are not fit for purpose. Certifications such as the Aquaculture Stewardship Council and Best Aquaculture Practices fail to adequately protect wild salmon from disease or sea lice impacts from certified farms, wrote the organization in a release. Half the grocers examined in the report saw their score drop from last year because their supply chains were found to have inadequate due diligence processes. Only Costco was found to improve in this area after initiating a supplier audit process under its human rights policy. Critical information on labels across most grocery chains decreased to 38% from 53%. Only Metro and Walmart did not see their scores decrease, though the latter included just 25% of critical information compared to Metro's 100%. Grocers FCL, Loblaws and Walmart were found applying self-claims of sustainability to their own private label products. Costco was the only brand to apply credible certification claims on its packaging, the report found. Grocers and shoppers are being hoodwinked by OpenNet Penn Salmon certifications claiming best practice or responsibly farmed, added Christina Caligari, SeaChoice representative from Ecology Action Center. Seafood sustainability questioned as feds decide on future of BC salmon farms. The report come as Joyce Murray, Minister of Fisheries, Oceans and the Canadian Coast Guard, moves to make a decision on the future of open-net pen salmon farms on BC's coast. Many scientists and First Nations point to a growing body of research that suggests the technology opens a path for pathogens, such as sea lice and fish viruses, to pass from farm to Pacific salmon, further threatening the pressured fish. Outside of salmon farms, climate change, habitat degradation and overfishing are all leading to significant declines of wild species. Of the Fraser River's 31 sockeye salmon populations, 11 are endangered, 2 are threatened and 7 are designated as facing a special concern. Salmon farm industry groups, meanwhile, have pushed back against evidence salmon farms harm wild fish and point to another body of research. Salmon farms off BC's coast have become a flashpoint over what should be seen as legitimate science, with some claiming government scientists have been captured by industry. Earlier this year, a group of over a dozen leading fish scientists slammed a federal study that found no statistically significant association between infested salmon farms and sea lice in nearby wild salmon. The letter, signed by 16 scientists from the University of British Columbia, Simon Fraser University, and the University of Toronto, among others, said the Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO, Science Response Report, published in January, contained serious scientific failings, including cherry-picked data and a lack of consultation with leading experts outside DFO. The biggest flaw in the report, says Gideon Mordecai, a research associate studying salmon viruses at UBC who signed the letter, comes from evidence the report's authors ran multiple statistical analyses, picked the answer that suited their bias and only reported that. It's a scientific sin, Mordecai said at the time. An open-net pen salmon farm off the coast of British Columbia. Tavish Campbell. In March, the fight over the future of salmon farms in BC escalated to a federal court. Three major salmon farm companies, Grieg Seafood, Mowi Canada West, Cermaq, and the Wee-Wa Kai and Wai-Wai-Kum First Nations launched a legal challenge against Murray's decision to not renew federal licenses for 15 salmon farms in the Discovery Islands. In an application for federal review, Mowi described the move to not renew the licenses off Vancouver Island near Campbell River as unreasonable, invalid and unlawful. It said the decision has already led to the company to cut its workforce in half to just over 300 people. But Murray has stood by her February decision, defending it as a difficult but necessary step in a precautionary approach to help a threatened species. For now, many more open-net salmon farms remain open. As those fish make their way to grocers and onto consumers' plates, the authors of the report released Tuesday said the failure of major grocers to properly label farmed salmon is evidence that the government must act, to do what certifications in the marketplace have failed to do, protect wild salmon. They called on Murray to remove the open-net pen design from the Pacific coast and transition the industry to close-containment land-based aquaculture. With files from the Canadian Press.